Well, that's the way we're supposed to do with God. Cleave to Him. It's not optional. You can't get too busy to do this. You can't get too busy to have the Word of God in your life if you want to live well and you want to live strong and you want to live prosperous supernaturally. And that's the only way to do it.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland shares the importance of loving the Lord your God and obeying His voice. Learn how cleaving to the Lord helps you live out the full number of your days.
God is a good God. So today we're centering up on the healing part. So this says, I denounce unto you this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the earth, whether thou passest over Jordan to possess it. And then it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live, and that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. Join unto him. Be one with him. Be in agreement with him. If we want to be free in this life with all the turmoil and curse that's still running wild in the earth all around us, we have to cleave unto God. Okay, if you were up here and I was going to cleave unto you and say, this is your body, I would go. I'd cleave unto you when I go over here. I'd cleave unto you when I go over there. I'd cleave unto you. I'd cleave unto you, and I wouldn't let you go. That's the way you have to do with God. Cleave unto him. I cleave unto Kenneth. I go with him. He goes there and I go there. He goes here and I go here. We cleave to each other. Well, that's the way we're supposed to do with God. Cleave to him. It's not optional. You can't get too busy to do this. You can't get too busy to have the Word of God in your life if you want to live well and you want to live strong and you want to live prosperous supernaturally. And that's the only way to do it. You say, well, I know rich people, and they don't live like that. You don't know rich people that don't live like that, that have peace and well-being and blessing. You don't know rich people that are satisfied without God. Rich people, poor people, no difference in this area. They're not satisfied without God. They're searching, they're hungry, they're physically sick, mentally sick. Disturbed, no peace. There's not peace without God. Amen? So we choose to cleave to the Lord. If you're here and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you're not cleaving. Jesus is the one that obtained peace for you by taking the curse in his own body. And so what do? You turn to him and you say, Lord, I cleave to you. Jesus, I receive you as the Lord of my life. I cleave to you. Glory to God. It's easy. It's easy, but it requires some effort to cleave to God. If you don't know anything about God, you're not going to be able to cleave to him. You have to find out from the Word what he says about himself. Such scriptures as this. So that you can trust him and know, what do you have to do to cleave, to be in union with him, we might say. The Amplified uses that in some places. To be in union with God. That's the same thing as cleaving with him. To be one with him. To agree with him. That's it. Just agree with God. When you see something in the scripture and you've got you're supposed to have your eyes on the scripture so that you see things in the scripture. Spend time in the Word. And God said about that, meditate in my Word to Joshua. Meditate in my Word day and night, and you'll know how to do. You'll know what to do. You'll know when to do. You'll know. Meditate in the Word day and night. Joshua is a great life to study after, because God was giving him a full plate. He was following Moses, the one that led the children of Israel out of Egypt with signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Joshua had to fill those shoes. And the advice that he got from heaven was this: meditate in my word day and night so that you'll do what is written therein. And that's God's advice to us. That's perfect advice for us. When Ken and I got on the Word, we were just dinglings. We didn't know spiritually. We didn't know very much about God at all. But we found out that the key is the Word of God. And we found out from Kenneth Hagin to put the Word of God first place in our lives if we wanted victory, and that's where faith comes from. And so we began to do that. Now, we're still the same people. We're not any smarter in the natural than we were then. But in the supernatural, we found out what God says. And so now, we're wiser, which is more and higher above than knowledge. We're wiser, and of course, you know, you gain knowledge of what? Of God, of what He says, how He says to operate, what He says about sickness and disease. And you just learn. Sickness is of the devil. Healing is of God. See, in our lifetime, people have really taken hold of the message of faith. Aren't we glad that we got to live now? Glory to God. And there were good people. There were good people and good believers and people that loved the Lord. But what was missing? They didn't know how to take hold. They didn't know how to engage. They didn't know how to get things going. They believed the Bible, but they hadn't been taught to take it just literally. If it's in there, you can have it. They would say, yes, I believe the Bible. I believe it's literal. But they hadn't been taught to take hold. So what is that? Faith. They hadn't been taught to engage. How does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How does it go? It goes from out of a mouth, from out of a heart of faith, out your mouth against the situation. They didn't know that back there then. And you know what was prevalent in full gospel circles? Well, God's put that on you to teach you. See, they didn't have any answers without knowing about faith. God's put that on you to teach you something, and it's probably God's will, you know, for you. And we'll just, Lord, bless Sister So-and-so as she's going through this tribulation. You're not going to get healed that way. People didn't get healed that way, but they were willing to go through the tribulation of sickness, disease, because they thought it was God's will. But when faith came along, believing what the Word says, sickness and disease got the boot. We kicked it right out with the Word of God. And we found out that Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. We found out that healing already belonged to us. We found out that prosperity even belonged to us, because it was in the Word, but we'd have to take the Word, put it in our eyes, in our ears, get it in our heart, and say it out our mouth until it came to pass. That has been in our lifetime. Isn't that amazing how things have evolved and changed? And now there are Word people all over the world. There's faith people and Word churches all over the world. Glory to God. All over the world. I'm telling you, it's exciting to see. So God says, or the Scripture says, let's look at it. I denounce unto you, He said, I've set before you life and good, death and evil. And then it says in verse 18, I denounce unto you this day. Whoops, I skipped a verse. I have set before you. This is in the Old Testament, but people just didn't know it. They didn't take it. Just like Moses said it before them, but they didn't take it. Here's God, though. Here's what he says about it through Moses. I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and this is what it still takes today, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it. Now he's laying a choice before the children of Israel. But if your heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be driven away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish, that you shall not prolong your days upon the earth, upon the land, whether thou passest over the Jordan to go and possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live, and that thou mayest love the Lord, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. And then they could dwell in the land. It's our choice to cleave, or, you know, to just be casual about our relationship with the Lord. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good people that just go to church every Sunday, and then they pretty much think like everybody else thinks during the week and act like everybody else acts, and they don't know that they don't have to be sick, and they don't have to be broke, and they don't have to be in debt, because they don't know to cleave. Now, when we start cleaving to the Word of God, we get whatever's in there. We get whatever we cleave to. Like, for instance, you could cleave to healing in the Word of God, join up with it, and not cleave to prosperity. And what would you get? You would get healing without prosperity or increase or being financially blessed. Or you could just take healing, prosperity, everything God offers, and you could be totally blessed. Now, I like the last part better. I like totally blessed. Because I remember when we didn't have any prosperity, and we were extremely limited in what we could do. So he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and your seed, you and your children, and their children, and their children, that thou mayest love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days. This cleaving to God causes you to live long in the earth. Don't you get a kick out of our brother that's been here that's 105 years old? Glory to God. 105 years old. I had my picture made with him last night. I'm working on a book about living long and living strong. And yesterday I noticed him. I don't see him here today, but yesterday I noticed when he was sitting over here and they started showing something on the screen. Well, he just got himself up and he just went over there just as spry as you please. I mean, he didn't go like this. He didn't drag one leg. He jumped up and he walked over there just as big as anybody to change so he could see something. I'm telling you, that's inspiring. I'm glad he came. Hallelujah. His name, by the way, they call him Dad Clark, if you ever wonder about who it is. It was 105 years old. So God wants us to live long. He wants us to live strong. He wants us to have length of days. Now, who wants to live a long time and be sick while you're living? No, length of days in health and blessing. I don't even want to live long broke. I want to live long, blessed and prosperous. Well, hallelujah. Able to be like Dad Clark, move around, do what I want to do. So Jesus said, choose, we choose. How do we choose? We choose life or death by what we cleave to, what we hold to, what's big in our lives. If world things are big, the biggest thing in your life, you're not cleaving to the Lord. We can have an important position, an important job, a good job, a this, a that, or the other. But whatever else is there, God is supposed to be above and not beneath. That's to cleave to God. Cleave to His Word. Don't go days without the Word. Glory to God. Take books and tapes and CDs and fill yourself with the Word of God. When Ken and I started learning the Word of Faith, Brother Hagin didn't have very many tapes, but we listened to them night and day. I took note. I was a housewife with two kids, two small children about that time. Ken was at ORU. And I tell you, I got into that stuff. And the more I heard about faith, the better I liked it. And the more I heard about blessing, the better I liked it. And the more I heard about healing, the better I liked it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I still like it today. Bless the Lord. And those old tapes, now they're, I hope they haven't disintegrated, but, they're reel to reel. Those old tapes, they're still good to listen to. I mean, the Word doesn't get old, does it? And you can hear the same message and it'll talk to you in a different way or remind you of something. So we choose life. We've been delivered from sickness and disease, and we choose life. Hallelujah.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. To order your copy of Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, log on to kcm.org and order online. This brand new package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $15 and outlines the steps you need to take to put yourself in a position to receive your total healing and restoration. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
We first met Otis Clark during the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, and there was an instant connection.
How old are you?
Happen to be 105.
Yeah!
Oh, this is my hero standing here.
I tell you, that's inspiring. I'm glad he came. Hallelujah.
Otis Granville Clark was born in Oklahoma on February 13, 1903. As a young man, Otis escaped the violent Tulsa riots of 1921 and hopped a train to Los Angeles, California. Several years later, Otis was arrested and sentenced for selling bootleg liquor during Prohibition. Serving his time, Otis had a direct encounter with Jesus Christ.
In doing this sentence, the Salvation Army folks come out to the jail and they would minister to us folks that was in jail. So I made up my mind then to be a Christian.
At the age of 25, Otis G. Clark was headed in a new direction and became intricately involved in the original Azusa Street Mission.
And I learned about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, got to reading the scriptures, and found out showing up to them early church folks was filled with the Holy Ghost.
For the next 80 years, Otis committed himself to telling people about Jesus Christ. He was ordained as a minister and evangelist and given the power of attorney over the Azusa Street Mission. During the last century, Otis has survived the Great Depression, worked as a tailor, a shoeshine, and as a butler for Joan Crawford, serving many celebrities. He has married 4 times, had 1 child, and has outlived them all. Today, Otis is still going strong, living in Seattle, Washington, and working in the ministry with Gwen and Star Williams, a mother and daughter who met Dad Clark in 1990, and they became family.
I met Dad at church, and I was assigned to him to take him out for dinners on Sunday, and I was a single mom. God just kind of did like a spiritual adoption, and it was just a good time in our life to be able to have Dad there.
I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and him being, a single man and kind of the father of the church, he was sort of assigned to our family to kind of take care of him and just to sort of be that surrogate family. And so Sundays turn into Christmases, and Christmases turn into, Thanksgiving. And then we started traveling together as an evangelistic team, and my mom and dad wrote, a couple of books about the Azusa Mission.
Otis Clark has been the father and grandfather that Gwen and Star needed. And they have become the family that complements the ministry and the life of this man of God. Otis journeyed to Africa with Gwen and Star at 103 and again at 104 to preach and spread the love of God. To celebrate his 105th birthday, they took a cruise with lots of friends and ministered along the way. As he moves through his 106th year, Otis, Gwen, and Star have founded the Life Enrichment School in Seattle. And as this new group of students assembles, the journey continues.
We hear from the man of the hour.
Yes.
Dad Clark.
Yeah. And you should find rest from your soul.
That's right.
Couldn't nobody make the soul have rest but God.
All right.
Knowing that he's 106 years old, he hasn't given up. He's still teaching, preaching, traveling, doing things for God.
Well, describe a typical day for Otis Clark. What is it like?
He'll get up and he'll come down the steps, and the first thing he'll say is, "Who said I wasn't gonna make it?"
At 106 years of age, Otis Clark loves to cook his own breakfast, work in the yard, exercise in the pool, practice his driving skills, and take leisurely walks to enjoy the blessings of the day. And as he puts it, keep up with the young folks. We had the opportunity to speak with Otis again in Seattle, and his message was clear.
"Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." That's God talking. And if you come on God's side, he says, "I'll give you rest." And we only have rest in God.
How have you done this? How have you lived this long and you're still so healthy and so alert?
Oh, God gives you that through the method of the Holy Ghost that comes from heaven. And he puts it in your heart and in your mind to actually live for him and to love one another. And that's really the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit, they call it. That's the righteous spirit.
There he is. Joshua went to 120. I believe it'd be a good testimony for you to just hang in there. About 15 more years. I just love you. I'm so glad you came to the meeting. You're an inspiration. Dad Clark was such a blessing in that meeting. He blessed me so. He sat in front of me at night, and I got to watch him and listen to him. Somebody'd say something good, and he'd say, Think about it. Think about it. He didn't miss a word. You know, he's not on any medications. He loves the Lord. He still drives and exercises daily. What an awesome testimony. You know, if you want to live a long time and you want to live well, if you're going to live a long time, you should want to live well and live strong. Strong and well. You cleave to healing in the Word of God. Dad Clark has been cleaving to God for all these years, and he is still strong. When he gets up from his chair and he walks somewhere else, he doesn't just gradually move around like you might expect. He's pretty snappy. I mean, he'll get up and he'll just move. He is an inspiration. Glory to God. So to live as long as he has, you'd have to believe and stand on the Word of God that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed, and you want to live out the full number of your days. So I think he's an inspiration. I loved having him. Now, you get on that. You know, you could be 60 or 70 years old now, and you can start thinking about, I believe I've lived out my life, and I'm just going to sit here and wait to die. No, live. Live at least until you die. Live. Get on the things of God and do what it takes in Jesus' name. If you've never made the Jesus, the Lord of your life, just right now, give yourself to him. You're not going to get very far, and if you did live to be 106, you wouldn't be happy without Jesus. So say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take me right now. Take my life and do something with it, Lord. And he'll do it. He'll receive you. And if you did that today, we want to send you this free salvation package. All these books are free to just tell you what's happened to you. What's going on in your life, what you can expect. Get into the Word of God and find out what belongs to you. You are blessed. But if you don't know you're blessed, you won't walk in it. Get your healing and wellness 10-day spiritual action plan. It's got DVDs in there, CDs in there about healing. It's got all kind of scriptures. It's got healing scriptures. You know, get on with being healed. Don't stay sick. Get healed in Jesus' name. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days of dynamic teaching from God's Word. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will be held for children ages 6 through 12. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.